You can tune in to On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight with Dr. Richard Holm. It's on SDPB TV at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. You can also follow along with the live stream on the Prairie Doc's Facebook page. And Dr. Holm joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University in Brookings. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. I thought that was an interesting program you just presented about body donations.
That was a remarkable story from Jackie Hendry. I was a little breathless during it a couple times, and I got a little teary-eyed. I'll admit it.
So is it something that you would feel comfortable doing?
I never thought about it until now, but boy, I tell you what, now there's something worth considering there, isn't there?
Well, that 88-year-old woman who mm-hmm. said, you know, I believe in advancing education. You know, I want to promote learning, and if this will help, then why not? What else are you going to do with your body? I mean, it's just going to... So I think it's a beautiful thought. Yeah. I had gone through that whole experience when I was in med school, and right. I didn't feel the reverence at the time, and I said, no, I'll never do this, but as the end of my life comes closer, I'm going to make it a point that my body, if they'll take it, will be donated for education.
Mm. So much education that you've already done. Let's talk about the education of this week's Prairie Doc program, the live broadcast, talking about eye diseases of the elderly.
Yeah,
yeah, this is an interesting topic.
Oh, it's a great topic. We have Mike Idy from Ophthalmology Limited and Vance Thompson from Vance Thompson Vision. As guests tonight, they're both really dynamic teachers, and we'll be talking about aging eye problems, you know, problems of the as your eyes age along with the rest of you.
All right. So what kind of eye diseases are there?
Well, there are many kinds: cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetes disease that occurs as people age, sometimes prematurely. Corneal problems, you know, people lose vision as their vitreous humor sac separates from the macula, and floaters occur, and dry eyes is just a small list of some of the problems that can occur.
Is prevention come into play here? Are these all just, you know, issues of aging? What can you do to sort of prevent these problems?
One of the things, cataracts can be prevented by using appropriate sunglasses wear. Glaucoma is one of those things that you can either inherit or can be as a consequence of a surgery that you've had to have of your eyes or a variety of other things. Macular degeneration seems to run in the same direction as vascular disease. So to prevent a heart attack or a stroke is the same thing to prevent eye disease, and most of that is not medicinal. It is a regular exercise program. It is eating less food. It doesn't mean that that you have to lose weight. It's just less food. It's having a friendships and connected to a spiritual side of you. All those are the vascular things that seem to work also with macular degeneration. Of course, there's finally the smoking. Smoking is probably the most common cause of macular degeneration. Dry eyes is one of those things that depends upon your environment. Sometimes young people get dry eyes, and preventing that is to wear glasses to prevent the wind or the fan or whatever air movement that's going against your eyes. And there are certain eye drops people can use. I think the bottom line would be a proper diet of plenty of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. So when you mention sunglasses, I'm just wondering, I'm obsessed with sunglasses, and I think it's because I have such fair, I have a really pale eyes.
You are the least pigmented person I think I know.
So my question is, does pigmentation put people at greater or lesser risk for eye disease?
Greater risk.
Greater risk, yeah.
Yes.
So I can wear my sunglasses inside and people can stop giving me a hard time.
Absolutely. And if they give you a hard time, give them a hard time back.
All
because,
right,
you deserve those sunglasses. Yeah. They will protect you. Even if there is no light and you're just protecting your eyes from the wind or the fan or the air motion.
Yeah. All right. Take-home messages. We have just about a minute left. What are some of the take-home messages on the topic?
Well, I think a regular checkup is a good idea to have glaucoma. You know, you can lose your vision through glaucoma and not realize it until too late. And cataracts are one of those things they can really fix nowadays, so it's worth monitoring. Don't be in any hurry to have them removed until you really are having trouble seeing with it. And I think a regular checkup is the bottom line, Laurie. Yeah.
And for me, making a forming that relationship with my eye doctor has been so important because I'm a super chicken when it comes to my eyeballs.
Yeah, you want to protect those things.
And she will just work with me. I'll be like, okay, you and I are going to get through this together.
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Rickholm, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Laurie. Thank you.